Thanks for joining us as we continue looking at the I am statements of Jesus. We're going to look today at the statement in John chapter 6, verse 35, where Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Everyone loves a miracle, right? Especially if it involves food. The 5,000 men, besides the women and the children, still stuffed from the miracle meal of bread and fish, found everything they wanted in Jesus. So they intended to make him king by force, Scripture says. Because of that, Jesus withdrew alone and went to another city. When the crowd caught up with him, they made their intentions known. "Sir," they said, "from now on, give us this bread. We want some more food." This group knew a good deal when they saw, right? A great teacher who could keep them in rapt attention with great illustrations and then provide an outdoor buffet. We all like it when Jesus meets all of our wants, don't we? But don't mistake temporary satisfaction for eternal fulfillment. Hunger will always return when you eat from the world's banquet table. Ours is a spiritual famine that can only be satisfied with the bread of life. That's why Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." Anything else, anyone else, will leave you hungry again and again and again. So, Father, I pray for anyone listening today who is trying to satisfy his or her soul with temporal stuff. It's so easy to do, but always leaves us wanting. We admit that the world's offerings are intriguing and inviting, and we confess they leave us wanting. And I pray today that you introduce a person listening to your son Jesus, the bread of life, or reintroduce them. Today, help us to determine that Jesus is going to be our focus, and we're going to follow hard after him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.